Well, today, President Obama became the first sitting president to visit the Peace Park Memorial in Hiroshima, Japan. And while not apologizing for the 140,000 people killed by the U.S. in the world's first atomic bomb attack in 1945, he acknowledged the pain.
We stand here in the middle of this city and force ourselves to imagine the moment the bomb fell. We force ourselves to feel the dread of children confused by what they see. We listen to a silent cry.
A second bomb dropped on Nagasaki 3 days after Hiroshima killed 70,000 more Japanese. A poll today shows Americans' approval of the bombings dropping over the years. It's now pretty evenly divided, but initially, not much was known about what happened. Several months after, an American military crew shot color footage of the devastated cities, but that film was top secret and critics say suppressed for decades because it was so horrifying. Well, reporter John Kalish has this story about the man who directed the filming.
Herbert Susan was a 24-year-old Air Force officer when he was tapped to film Japanese cities bombed by the U.S. He got to Nagasaki in January 1946, 5 months after the bombing, arriving on a train that had been requisitioned for the project.
I remember sitting in my compartment, and the train came over a hill, and the city coming into view. And all that I could see was devastation and destruction. I was astonished. It changed my life forever.
That's from a 1983 interview conducted by reporter Susan Jaffe. Susan said he and his 11-man crew arrived in Hiroshima in March 1946.
In Hiroshima, we photographed a man with a cart who was crossing a bridge at that instant. And you could see burned into the concrete the cart's wheels and the man. There was no cart and there was no man left, but there it was, burnt into this concrete.
So it's a permanent shadow.
Permanent. Absolutely.
The experience of filming the aftermath of the atomic attacks created a permanent shadow of sorts on Susan's psyche. After the war, he rose quickly in the fledgling TV industry, but he continued to be haunted by what he had seen in Japan.
He said that he would walk the streets and he would be looking at stoops on the brownstones in New York, and he would see the shadows burned into them the way he had seen them on the steps in Hiroshima.
That's Susan's daughter, Leslie. She says her father refused to make training films for the military with the footage he had shot and was frustrated by the federal government's suppression of the film. Herbert Susan wanted to make a documentary with the footage from Hiroshima and Nagasaki to warn the world of the horrific consequences of a nuclear attack.
He thought that the only way you would stop the world from using nuclear weapons on people again was if you showed color footage. Then they couldn't help but feel what he felt. And for him never to have been able to show those images was the biggest tragedy of his life.
Susan's film was declassified and transferred to the National Archive in 1961, but no one outside government knew about that happening until 1979, when a Japanese activist tracked the film down and used it in a documentary. A number of American filmmakers used the footage as well.
On August 9, 1945, the city of Nagasaki was destroyed by a low-yield plutonium bomb. On the ground beneath the explosion, temperatures were hot enough to melt concrete and steel. Within 4 seconds after the bomb went off, 70,000 people had been killed or fatally injured.
That's from a 1982 documentary called Dark Circle. Chris Beaver, one of its three directors, met Herbert Susan while working on the film.
Herbert Susan, he struck me as someone carrying a burden. There was a kind of sadness about him.
Beaver praised Susan's footage for capturing both the details of the horror and the extent of the destruction.
So I watched hours and hours of footage. I saw some footage before I went to Japan, and I saw some footage when I came back from Japan. When I went to Japan, I actually came in contact with people who were in that footage. There was footage of a boy who was 16 years old. His back had been completely burned, virtually to the bone. Susan told me the doctors made special requests to gather penicillin as much as they could to save this boy's life. Susan told me they soaked the sheets with penicillin.
Before he died in 1985, Herbert Susan visited the National Archive and watched the footage he shot in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And I spent 6.5 hours in the archive looking at film. And I was astonished to find that I could recognize and remember every foot of film as if it were yesterday.
After Herbert Susan died, his daughter Leslie spent a year living in Hiroshima, interviewing survivors of the atomic bombing, or hibakusha, as they're known in Japanese. She's been working on a memoir about her father and her own time in Japan. She says that both she and her father are also hibakusha. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.